How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. Good seeing you.
Same here.
Where you been?
Around
the farm.
Busy on the farm, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Busy time of the year, you know?
I bet. Being that we have some sensitive information included in this year's police budget that is currently under contract negotiation and it's not been resolved, some of this meeting may have to go into executive session. Because we're dealing with numbers that are right now theoretical. And being that we should not be discussing what's going on in negotiations, I think that's the prudent way to go. Do you all agree?
Yes.
Is it just that one line?
I think it's just the one line. Is it more than one line?
It depends on there's two things in contingency. I don't know how you feel about the second thing. Whether that's a sensitive issue or not.
The second thing, you're talking about the point one, and then what else?
We're talking about two different elements that are actually in contingency, not with the point one.
Mm-hmm.
So
the other one being retirement?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's we've talked about that before.
Okay, I just checking because.
So it's just the one line of financial increase.
Sorry, a little slow. I was
being obtuse in case it was something that should be private.
Is this an appropriate response to your friend? This is your copy.
That's fine.
I should have
it on
the iPad. That's
fine, it's there.
Is it all right?
Did you
want it? No, I'll send it to him. I just said
that's fine.
That's all right?
It's appropriate, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, he sent you the same kind of email, didn't he?
No. Well, if he did, I
didn't. How did you talk? But you told me about it.
You called me, and I told you about our meeting.
I emailed you too.
I might have deleted it. I don't know.
It's all right. Okay.
We're sharing.
The concept I would like to share with the other members of the meeting today.
Okay.
Did you get my email today with
yes.
budget information? So you know we're looking at a huge. I'm almost wondering if we need to ask the department heads to come back with the minimum that's contractually required so that we have at least a base of where we know we're starting, but that we can't unless we start laying off people a void and then look at building additional things on top of that. So that would be same number of employees you had this year to next year, CSE and police contract increases, any kind of software guarantee increases.
Didn't Rick ask for that at one point?
He did, but we didn't get it.
Oh.
We're at about a 1.7% increase just on the 0.1 salaries contractual.
I have 5.7.
No, I'm just talking just the salary.
Oh, contractual.
Yeah, just the on that line, I only look at about in terms of discretionary spending. It's not a lot, and it hasn't been a lot in the 7 years I've been here. It's minimal. Most of our budget increase is directly related to contractual. Very little in between.
Right.
So we're talking about, cutting back, but cutting back of what's already been cut back.
And it wasn't specifically to you.
No, but I don't get it.
Because that would at least give us
right.
a baseline.
You can't generate that from your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well...
Like that later.
Yeah, that's fine. Right now,
we're
talking, looking at a very specific budget in front of us. So. pretty done. The contingent account here, that's what we're talking about, right? The 321?
Yeah.
Okay. And starting out, police. Personal services. Does that include the contingent? No,
no, it doesn't.
Contingent. And that's at the standard at CEA, whatever it is?
It's the police contract.
The police contract, okay. So that's a 3.4% increase. And that's to all contractual?
No, it's a 5.7% increase.
Hang on a second.
5.7% is the entire budget.
That's the entire budget.
No.
Personal services is 3.4.
Oh, yes.
You're looking at the wrong line, Rick.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no,
it's
not.
Sorry.
No, I'm not.
No, it's not.
Sorry. Yep, you're right. I apologize.
It's all right. Equipment goes up to 79% increase. Chief, what's that?
Okay, there's a couple items in there. What is the equipment? What's listed all there on the blue sheet? I broke down the things that are in the equipment.
Oh, here it is.
Right here, please.
Oh.
It's the breakdown of the equipment count.
Oh, two cars.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So the printer is to replace the printer copier in the patrol room that's worn out. The shredder is a $4,000 item. It's a big ticket item. Right now we pay shredding services for about $540 a year, okay, which is a lot less than having a shredder. But the shredder, the last shredder we had lasted 25 years. And this also gives us the ability to shred DVDs, CDs, which we have to pay extra for with the shredding service. So what I'm saying is that's a lot of upfront money for a shredder, $4,300. But over the life of the shredder, we'll actually save the city money.
That's about... $400 a year. How much?
$540 a year for the shredding service.
So this gets 8 years, essentially.
In eight years, it would be paid for itself, and it probably will have a life of at least 20 years. Heavy duty man bunner. The desktop computers are simply replacing computers, rotating the old ones off of the patrol room. The different phones for the lobby. We have a cheap phone out there now. We're looking to get a more substantial one.
Yeah, we've gone to like three so far this year.
Yeah.
What's that?
The people break them, the plastic ones.
Just the phone I called to talk to the...
Yeah, talk to the best person. It's a cheapo, you know, commercial quality one, heavy duty one is about $450. So the body cameras, the funding you see there is to purchase 8 body cameras. Right now we have 16 people that are patrol officers that go on the road and patrol. We have a grant for 8. We've purchased 8 body cameras. We're actually getting trained on them tomorrow and I expect them to be in service within a week. The money that I asked for there for body cameras, we purchased 8 cameras to supplement the other 8 patrol. So what that would mean is that money would mean that every person on active patrol, not me, not the lieutenants, but the active patrol officers would each have a body camera.
Assigned to them, right. Versus currently, could we, can't We share the body cameras?
That's what our plan was with the 8 that we have now.
Yeah.
It's a little more complicated in that they have to be downloaded or uploaded onto the cloud for at the end of each tour, and each officer might have a different file, and the files can become commingled. So,
and that actually comes in a little bit later because we have a cost for the body camera, and then you have a cost for the license too. So that's under contracts, but
where's
we
that?
Can get to that later. On the following page in the contracts, so we put in for the 16 licenses because it would be better if every officer had their own license, because that's where when it comes into like downloading data and everything, it would be specific to their user. Share the camera, but if they have their own license.
Oh. Apparently, it's a complicated matter to share the devices. And if we wanted everyone, if the city wanted every patrolman equipped, that's what the cost would be.
Is there a chance we could get a grant for the additional ones next year?
We could apply. Plus they have an ongoing program through Axon for grant writing.
Mm-hmm.
Accreditation software and consulting fees. That's $12,000. This is the last thing.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Or no, I skipped by the tasers. The tasers are simply a rotational thing to replace older versions. The accreditation software is the Daigle Group. This is the last year of what was a 2.5-year plan to rewrite policy for the department. Those are mostly consulting fees to bring our policy up to the 21st century. The next $4,300 expense is camera retention. Now, what this is an unfunded mandate from the state. All video, audio, we went over this in police committee, audio, video, radio transmissions, everything starting January 1 has to be retained for a minimum of a year. And this is by law now. So what this does is we when we arrest somebody, everything contained in that arrest, whether it be a radio transmission, video of the person walking through the hall, video of the person in our holding cell, audio over the radio transmissions, everything has to be saved for a year. Everything has to be copied and delivered to the prosecutor within 15 days to the defense attorney. So this is a game changer. Our policy now has a retention of 90 days. So retention of 1 year for all this data costs money. And I don't know a way around this one, other than to eliminate the cameras altogether from inside the station, which I think is not the best for public safety. I mean, if the video in the station protects my officer, yes, but also protects the citizens.
Understood.
Next, we move to first aid supplies. New protocols on tourniquets. That money involves the equipment costs for tourniquets, AED supplies, and first aid supplies.
Is this new? I mean, wouldn't first aid just be part of your general expenses on an ongoing basis?
We itemize it under we put it in under the equipment account.
A lot of the AEDs haven't been replaced in several years.
The what?
A lot of the AEDs, the defibrillators, haven't been replaced in several years.
But those
so
pads
they're pretty costly.
And we use the pads a lot. We use the AEDs a lot, so those pads, believe it or not, are costly.
Two new police vehicles.
The whole idea on police cars is not to get in the position we were in last year, the year before, where all of our tried to keep the maintenance on older vehicles. We found out that we were paying so much in maintenance. It didn't pay. You have to rotate the stock to some extent. And if we try to hang on these cars are at the end of their lease now. The five patrol cars specifically, they're on the road every day. I think we can purchase for $1 this year. But they are going to get long in the tooth. And we ought to start thinking about rotating the stock, at least bringing in a new car every year.
Could you do with one car this next year?
Yeah, I mean, everything correlates to maintenance fees, Mayor. You know, one might be okay, sufficient, but we would probably have to pay some money towards another car to keep it on the road. These things, we stretch beyond 100,000 miles, but 100,000 miles on your home car is different than 100,000 miles driving around in a 2.2 square mile area. Brakes.
Bayside Drive.
Well, I bet you do get 100 grand on it. It takes a while. So, the last thing is the docking stations for patrol cars. This is how the computers, radios, everything are physically hooked up inside the vehicle. They wear out from use. That money request there is to replace them in four of our marked patrol cars.
Of the 12 or 13 items up here, where can we start living without possibly next year?
Let's make a decision on the shredder. The copier we need, I mean, it's sad to say that we make a lot of copies, you know, and make it even more now. I think that's, I prioritize the...
Do you not lease those?
We have one that's leased and one that's owned. We've started to lease them to... The one in the patrol room is the most heavily used one. It was more economical to lease that one and incorporate the maintenance program in it. The other copiers in the radio room and the detective room we own because the volume of copies is less.
I'm saying this is a very small small scale printer copier. That's not like the big industrial one.
Yeah, big industrial one.
Well, I can get you one for $200 at Staples if you want a small one.
The big change of one that we have a lease on is in the patrol room that gets far more copies. And that way, that's separate from this, what we're talking about. We would probably purchase this copier, put it in the detectives, and take the other one from detectives and replace the one that's in the radio room. But the item, you know, I consider that more of a priority than maybe make a decision on the shredder. There, you know, you're going to have to put...
Shredder's already up.
But understanding that over time, the city would save money. Kind of like putting fluorescent lights in our new station instead of getting LEDs. We save money by putting in fluorescent lights.
Well, you say the last one lasted 20 years, and I have to believe you on that, but does this new one for $4,400 come with a warranty for X amount of years?
I don't know.
Because we're saying over 8 years we start to save money. It'll be year nine. But if the warranty is only for 4 years.
Yeah.
Tom, thoughts?
Looking at the priorities on that equipment account. Of course, you can eliminate a car. Eliminating two cars might be tough because, like I say, we'll pay on the back end. We are using asset forfeiture too. We have three cars now that we've used for seized assets for.
Could you explain the accreditation line again?
Okay, so accreditation, I came to the police committee 3 years ago with an idea towards taking our antiquated policy and getting some legal advice to update it to a new streamlined policy that will protect the city from lawsuits and things like that. Some of the stuff in the policy is extremely outdated. Came in with an estimate of about $30,000 over a 2.5-year period to use attorneys to rewrite it chapter by chapter. We're about halfway through that process right now, and the $12,000 would probably put an end, finish our policy, policy rewrite, and we would break it out sometime in 2020. To me, that money for the, I've said right along, that money for the policy is actually going to save the city over time. Because you just can't operate. You can't operate with policies that were written up in the 60s and 70s. To me, of that whole group, mayor is the highest priority. Is to finish that policy rewrite. More so than the car.
And Lieutenant Miller's responsible for this.
He's doing the
spearheading it.
He's the contact point with Dave. The Dave group. So he works with them on a daily basis, and then I review the policy as it's finished.
So the very first priority is the security system camera retention, because that's now.
That's true, Heather. I don't think there's a way around that.
Hang on, wait. We're still on accreditation software consulting fees for $12,000. This is year three of this?
This is 2.5. This will be, we're a year and a half into it. This will be the final year. So what's this? So we started halfway through 2017. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now the camera retention is how
it's. You got to remember too. We already have an investment in this.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. The other one that Heather pointed out was the camera retention.
That you have to do.
I've been over this 100 times. It's just, if we're being told we must retain audio, there's either two options. It's either you do it or you get rid of the cameras altogether, which is a step backward, I think. Not to mention, I believe, a prior lawsuit mandated videos at 427. I don't know if that would carry over to our new facility. The body cameras, of course, is your decision. The body cameras, the whole reason we put in for the grant was in response to the public that wanted us to have body cameras.
Do you think we only haven't started using the body cameras yet.
Right, not for another week.
And the conversation we had, that we utilized the 8 body cameras for the entire department for a while. So until we get something up and going, let's experiment, if that's all right, for 2020 and see how that works, and then we can come back and revisit that. Is that fair?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Remember, that part of the argument for this cloud-based body camera was the fact that it's expandable.
Right.
So we wouldn't be having this discussion if it was an all-or-nothing proprietary thing where we maintained it ourselves. So this is an expandable thing.
So if you got into an emergency, you could come back to the council next March and say, I need 2 body cameras now. And they would be adaptable with the other system we have.
The way it works with body cameras is you're going to have an incident, and it's either going to be captured on the body camera or it isn't. So it's either going to be information that's important to our public, that's if they want to see this action of this police officer, or it's going to be something really interesting to us for the prosecution of a major crime. So without being fully equipped, you're kind of rolling the dice. On the other hand, we didn't have any. We have none right now. I've operated many years without. So
and
I agree.
You go a year sharing.
The whole idea that we push.
2 a year.
Yeah. We push the idea that we could expand it. As we had money, as the city had money, we could expand it. And I think that's the beauty of the system.
That's all right.
One camera. We can buy 1 camera or 2 cameras or whatever as we get along.
Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Docking station, we pretty much have to do.
That's it, yeah.
All right, so just based upon this preliminary, the shredder goes out for 4.4, body cams out for 6,000, and 1 vehicle out for 45,000.
Where the contributor?
Is that all right with everyone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fifties. That's okay.
Could you do
set of five.
Alrighty.
Because there's four workstations, the fifth is a backup when one crashes.
And those are also detective computers.
Yep.
So are I taking that to four?
We can get by with
take
four.
Take 1,000 out?
Yes.
Page, the section that says reimbursable overtime, which is the CDDEFT ETF, the Hudson City School District, and the those two things, and then the three grants, four grants technically, Child Passenger, DWI, PTS, and a Bulletproof Vest, all have matching revenue components. So it's a wash.
All right, so that's these three grants here on your sheet.
Right.
Okay. So we can move on to materials and supplies.
Yes.
You're up $1,000.
Yep. So 3.9% increase for this category. We're asking for 26.5. Last year we received 25.5, so it's $1,000 increase. And what we're factoring in there is simply the projected cost of tires and cost of the tires. We order as many tires as we use. At the end of the year, we have no tires left. So just putting a nominal increase for the cost of ammo and tires, we came up with $1,000.
We cut that backlash.
We cut it in half. So we usually order a 2-year supply. We cut it back to a 1-year supply for range qualifications, and that was around $4,500.
I want to say $4,600.
$4,600. So this is a 1-year supply with a nominal increase for the cost.
Yeah, it was $4,657 last year.
Printing and advertising, nothing?
You kept that exactly the same.
Gotcha. Travel and telephone, travel and telephone together.
Okay.
Why are they on the same line?
What's that travel one? Maybe from years ago, I don't know, I travel someplace that actually has a phone, I don't know. So the only increase here, Mary, so we got 23.3 last year, we moved it to 25.2, that's an 8% increase, and what we did is we boosted travel 500, of course that's not mandated, it's $500.
But we know we have Daigle School and an SRO going to school.
We've got schools coming up. The phones expenses were up slightly, anticipating a small rate increase, as we did with First Light, which is our fiber, everything, our licensing, our fiber connection to the internet, our computer devices. So we added some to that based on what we anticipate the increases to be. So this whole group here, this whole 0.42 is about about an $1,800 increase.
1977.
I always estimate on the low side.
Yeah, it's also 8.5%, not 8.
I got 8%, I rounded down.
9%.
I mean, cutting there, the only thing, really, the easy thing to cut there would be the $500. It's going to be very
additional
tight.
Additional travel.
Yes, sir.
Maintenance of equipment, up 27%.
14,000 we received last year for maintenance, and requesting 17,748. This is a flat-out calculation based on our maintenance costs to date. So it's a projection. And this is a generalized thing. If you're trying to estimate when a car or something is going to break down, hard to do sometimes.
Sure. I'm sorry?
It's a line we've run short in the past couple years.
Well, you found other monies to...
We've made it work.
That's one of our red line, one of our two that is we budget and spend over our budget in these lines.
Investigative purposes. That's $25,000.
Okay, what happened?
I like that title. What's that mean?
Okay, background investigations for... Background investigations entail some expenses, like, for example, psychological testing and certain testing that we have to fund that civil service doesn't. So that's generally the money is tied up in doing backgrounds on new officers and city employees that require background investigations. That's a $1,000 increase. It's just discretionary.
Any discretionary? I'm just taking
that. Are you taking that out?
Well, the DEA has to decide.
Well, but if you're taking it off your spreadsheet right now, so you took the $1,000 out?
I'm proposing to.
Contracts.
Here's the big one. So we received $43,218 in 2018. We're requesting $60,114. That's 38% increase.
39.
Okay. 39. I was just kidding.
What are the contracts involved here?
Here's a lot of these. A lot of these, Mayor, are tied to contracts. I'll go through them.
Oh, I see them now. Okay, I got you.
In other words, we have technology and stuff. It requires licensing, contractual fees. The problem with technology. So our police records technology, our reporting system, is called PAMET. That has a 2% mandated increase. You can't get around. That's what that number refers to.
How much of this is mandated, sir?
Well, I got to go through it here. I went line by line. I didn't look at it all.
Because I can tell you, right now, the body cameras will take down if you stick with eight, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. The body camera line.
So it'll go be half.
Be half.
Okay. And video storage the same?
Body camera, video storage, 1 year retention. Nicole, help me on that one. That's just for our existing.
It's going to be a cloud-based storage. I guess that it largely manages itself. But that kind of goes with the whole state mandate. We have to keep all video for a year, which would now include body cameras. So 1 year retention is $750.
Are any of these above contracts negotiable?
I'm looking. Scheduling software. Okay, Xananet. That's one that's not a contract, boss. This is the Joe Zanatelli, runs an IT outfit that repairs IT issues that we are not able to.
We are in conversation with possibly going into a citywide contract with an IT company versus everybody doing their own thing. And just, okay. No decisions have been made, but that's why I asked the other day. That Joe Vining does most of it, and but he doesn't do the police department right now. And where are they out of? Are they right?
Albany. But here's the thing. Betty is on part-time, who handles the majority, 85% of the constant IT needs that you have in this building. Computers going down, whatever, this has to be loaded, this has to be uploaded. We could not get a service in to do that, like Zanatelli. Zanatelli is only, Zaninet is only called in when we have major issues. The computers go down, and we can't fix them on our own. And that's what that expense represents. I think, I didn't put down in my notations how much we budgeted last year.
Do we know how much we spent with this company last year?
Did we project them?
I know we asked for the same. Last year. I don't know how much we spent.
I don't think
so
we've gone
far,
over.
We do have money left. I know we have. Yeah.
All right, because I will have Joe start contacting you all just to have a conversation about what your usage is. And they'll probably have to make that decision later on, but it's something that without an IT person in the city of Hudson, it gets a little frustrating, you know, and without someone that we can look to for the whole city. And it's also a conversation with the county about shared services, if they're ready now to take on Hudson.
Well, this correlates with the G Suite business email. Okay, so the Gmail account is 35 subscriptions at $96 a piece, budgeted for $3,800. So,
yeah, when Betty did that, when she switched over to Gmail, did she consult with the city's emails? Because right now our insurance and the city attorney is saying bring it all under the one umbrella. There's a big side. Obviously, we all know about cybersecurity.
Yeah,
and the city of Hudson cannot deal with separate email accounts out there.
Well, what happened is our email system wasn't working. So in July, we moved to Gmail based on a recommendation. That's what the county does. The county sheriff uses Gmail. I'm on board. If it was to solve an issue.
Yeah, we're going to come back and see if the city makes sure that the city can handle your department.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But
insurance and IT, they bring it all under one.
Yes.
Because of foils and firewalls and, you know, some things can be shut down, some things the city can never, and this is all city information that we have to have access to.
Well, that correlates then to this expense, is if we bring that in by next year, you wouldn't need the licensing for 36 people, whatever.
Right, it was significantly more expensive than Gmail. So we had
money for
Gmail, not for Apple.
It was just our way of fixing the problem.
Yeah, but it will be a citywide thing purely for security.
We welcome that.
Power DMS
is a $1,400 expense that takes the policy rewrite. It works hand in hand with Daigle, and this is the dynamic part of the policy. It puts it on the officers' computers and cell phones for ongoing training and policy update. I think it's a good expense.
Currently have Adobe, and we're just renewing 3 licenses.
Yep. LiveScan licensing is again an unfunded mandate from the state. They require us to have LiveScan. They don't provide any money.
Where are we on LiveScan?
Edemia.
Oh, okay.
I knew that was going to happen when years ago they brought these things in. I knew somehow it'd be more than ink in a cardboard fingerprint thing. I knew the technology would cost money.
All right, so body cam licenses, we have agreed that we'll theoretically take that down to 1.6 or something in that effect. We're going to cut that in half. The video storage, we decided we need to keep that at 750. And the car computer warranty renewal for 3 years, that I guess we have to.
Yeah, we've had this existing warranty and they're all up. I mean, I think we have the option to do it for a year, but it's cheaper in the long run to do it for 3 years.
Other expenses. $1,000 for tow.
And that crazy number there, $1,088.52, is just the projection of what we projected to spend this year. That's how much we're requesting to budget. We spent $3,157 last year on this is a red, another one of the red line things that we go over slightly, it seems. This is a more accurate budget request at this figure, based on the last couple of years. At $540, so you know that the structure, that's our shredding fees. That's the monthly shredding fees. So we'd have to keep that if you're not gonna hit the shredder. The tow is simply based on our usage. And the
$500 a year shred, right?
Yeah, 540.
Okay.
We have these two secured big bins, and we throw all the stuff in there, and a company comes and shreds it for us. You're bonded and all that stuff. Then there's wards, other miscellaneous expenses. And I don't think... I mean, if $500 there, and that wouldn't hurt us if we stayed at $1,000.
Uniforms you brought down by 8%.
Now, what was that again?
Uniforms.
We actually asked for less money.
Thank you.
Was it 10%?
Who's dealing with old uniforms?
So what's going on here is a lot of the money correlated to our mandated need to have bulletproof vests. Just so happens in this 2020 cycle, our vests are more up to date on the whole. So you have to save money. You don't have to purchase that many new vests over the year. That's really where most of that money comes from. The money for the SRO school, we have a new SRO, and he has to go through DARE Academy so we can maintain our DARE program.
Gasoline down 2.2%. Banking on gas staying under...
Well, the cars are more efficient, right? We have a no idling policy now. The cars used to remain idling. Now they don't allow the cars to idle a long period of time. I don't know if that saved the $450 or whatever we're looking at.
$482.
We didn't talk about the big one yet. So I budgeted in point one for our allowed 26th officer and also the 5th sergeant. So I don't know if you want to have a discussion about that.
I think we should, and also overtime.
That correlates, right?
Before we go back to this uniform allowance.
Yep.
It's not contractual, right?
It is contractual.
It is. It's in the contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a big item.
I hope it's being discussed.
All right, we have a contingent issue that we need to discuss. I don't think this information's out there. Other than
no,
just us.
I think first we're going to talk about sergeant and...
Yeah, okay. I mean...
And overtime.
That one
line we're not going to talk about.
We're not going to talk about that one line, but it is on the sheet, and I distributed the sheet to the department heads, so... communicate to them.
Was that on the digital copy that was sent out?
Yes.
Yes. The contingency line.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what it's about, though, does it?
Yes.
Oh, it does?
Great. Okay, so what do you want to do?
We're going to talk point one.
Oh, yeah.
But it does say potential. But it's worth it. We should issue something making sure that people are sharing that publicly.
I think it is.